Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hour number three, BradPowerSports.com. Out there in Vegas, he joins us every Friday. There are no exceptions to that rule for the show. And he can handicap college basketball games that you might want to get into. He can also talk college football with us. I told you, I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I think I tweeted it too. Another angle on the national guys always being pro football, whatever it is, pro baseball, NBA, and nothing wrong. Those are all popular sports. That's not my angle here, but they fake it when it comes to the college game. They don't know the college game. And that's another reason why Brad has been with us so long. When we used to get handicapping dudes on prior to Brad, and this is prior to Phil Tinfoil, too. It would always be a pro guy. And if the college game came up, you could tell he was either reading from a script, he was monotone, or he didn't know what he was talking about. It was very easy. And Brad is a college guy first. That's one of the many reasons that I like him on the show. His passion, first and foremost, is the college game, and he ain't faking it. He knows the game. He knows the history. He knows the ins and outs. I like that. So, yeah, Brad with us a little bit later. Couple things here before we get a call. 40 Speed Radio. Yeah, did you think you were going to tune in today and get 40 speeds? Oh, that's just riveting, Bill. Nah, just a few of these from the Combine, where Chris Landry is, and many other people are there. Henry Ruggs ran a 4.27. It was thought that he would probably be in the 4.2s, and yes, he is. 4.27. You get two of them. 4.27. Jerry Jeudy ran a 4.45. Freddie Swain, Gators, 4.46. Donovan Peoples-Jones, 4.48, Michigan. C.D. Lamb, Boomer Sooner, 4.5. Tell you what, he plays faster than that number. And again, that's what matters the most. C.D. Lamb, 4.5. Kalijah Lipscomb right here, Vanderbilt, 4.57. Austin Mack, Bucks, 4.59. Malcolm Perry, who is from Clarksville, Tennessee, played quarterback for Navy, but he's in the wide receiver line, 4.63. He plays faster than that, too. Jawan Jennings, 4.72 for the Vols. That's not a good number there for Jawan. I thought he'd at least be 4.65. He's somewhere in there. He plays better than that. Jawan Jennings plays better than that number. Here is one. He had a really good last year at Notre Dame. Chase Claypool, who's from Canada, listed and sized up there by the Pro Scouts at 6'4 and change and 238 pounds. Big dude. Some are talking about tight end, even though he's a wide receiver. He ran a 4.42. That's crazy. At that size, 6'4 and a half approximately, and close to 240. Ran a 4.42. Justin Jefferson, LSU, 4.43. Tyree Cleveland, Gators, 4.46. Let me see if any others. Marquise Callaway, Tennessee, 4.55. Chris Fink played for the Irish, walked on there, 4.57. Was Chris Fink a walk-on or not? No, he got a scholarship, right? I know later, but he was not. You Irish fans, correct me there. He was not an original walk-on there, was he or was he not? Why am I forgetting that? I don't know. K.J. Hill, a 4.6. Anyways, no, my goal was not to come on today and do 40 speed radio. I just wanted to pull a few of those out. Ruggs, a 4.27. Henry Ruggs. Crazy speed there. And Ruggs plays that fast, too. Sometimes 40 speeds do not tell you what you need to know because football and a football connected to your body as you're running changes things. And again, you can have, here's another angle before we get the car. You can have straight on speed but not have shiftiness. Those two are not one and the same. Quickness and speed are not the same thing. Just because you have one does not mean you have the other. I've seen lots of guys who could run like crazy once they got north-south who did not have shiftiness. You had to get them pointed in the right direction. At that point, the speed takes over. It's those that have the quickness and the speed. Having one or the other is okay. It's best if you have both, but it's people always use speed and quickness as if those are synonyms. They are not synonyms. They're not. Who is on hold? Jim up in Ramsey. What is up, Jim?
Good morning, Bill. Hey, Bill. What is it that USC is contemplating going independent? What do you think about that?
I didn't even see that. Southern Cal is – I didn't see that. Is there a story about that somewhere?
Yeah, there's a story. Is that like the way the fountain of youth there gets you healthy if you go independent? I mean, it worked for BYU, but, yeah, I just saw that last night.
Well, I don't know why. Now they're in a conference that is not well run, but they still get about 30-something million bucks a year from conference affiliation. I don't know if that'd be the way to go.
I can't believe the number of California kids that are – well, the kid from St. John Bosco is going to Clemson, the quarterback.
Right.
And then I think the starting quarterback on Alabama, he's a California kid. There's such an exodus, Bill, and it's such a great high school football state. What a shame. But, I mean, USC leaving the Pac-10 or even thinking about it in terms of football, that's crazy.
I'd be shocked if that's real. I'll have to look at that. I have not seen anything on that. I'd be very shocked. That is not a good idea. Why would you give up conference affiliation money, even if it's not Big Ten SEC money, to go independent? I don't get that.
But who would they even play? Are you going to go play Bowling Green and Western Michigan and then, you know, a Syracuse or someone like that?
Well, Notre Dame's yearly, for sure. So that's one. And Notre Dame's not affiliated. But I'll have to somebody can link that. I haven't even seen an article. If you've got that, if you see a link, send it to me. I've not seen that.
Yeah, it was on that, like that CBS Sports Line,
okay.
One of those things.
All right.
No, I saw that. I thought you might find it interesting.
That is interesting. I don't believe it, but I will read it.
All right. When I get home, I'm just getting ready to go to work. I'm walking the dog. But when I get home, I'll send it to you, too.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you.
Have a great day, Bill.
You, too. Here is a list of more lists here, everybody. List radio. NFL draft picks since 2000. So we go back 20 years. You know who's number one? TOSU, the Buckeyes. 131 draft picks since 2000. Number two, Alabama. 118. Number three, now this one might surprise you, Miami. Now, we're going back to 2000. Remember, 2000, 2001, 2002, Miami was elite. Last time they were elite. So right in there, I can see where they had a ton of draft picks. You know what I need from that Miami being number three here with 115 behind Ohio State and Alabama? You know what I need? I need to know how many of those are front-loaded. Early 2000s. I would assume a lot of them are. LSU number four, 112. Gators number five at 110. The aforementioned Trojans number six at 110. Seminoles. On this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, number 7 for the Noles at 108. Georgia, number 8, they're 108, or tied at 7, 108. Oklahoma, then Notre Dame, Michigan, etc. I wasn't gonna completely go down the list. Jeff, 2, pulls up the article about the Trojans. I will again readily admit that I have not seen anything on this topic. I find it very unbelievable. Let me read a little bit. We got a couple of minutes here. I'm going to get the break. Athletic director at USC attempted to clarify Thursday his assertion that everything is on the table in terms of the Trojans' future conference affiliation. Quote, it was not malicious, he told CBS Sports. When asked by Ryan Abraham, who's been on the show many times this week, if he would consider football going independent or joining another conference, the AD said, I think right now Larry would agree with me. Everything is on the table. Larry Scott, of course, is the, and I'm going to insert some words here that are not in the article, the incompetent Pac-12 commissioner. Quote, the answer is no, the AD said when contacted by CBS on Thursday. Why would we do that? We've got 21 sports here. You know the drill. There would be no way for us to do that. Now, that being said, if the unexpected happened and NBC said, we want you to partner with guys like Notre Dame, well, then that's different. USC is largely regarded as the Pac-12's flagship football school. However, Clay Helton, the coach, is under fire heading into his fifth season. It's fair to say fans and donors remain frustrated with one conference title for the Trojans since 08. Pac-12 last expanded from 10 to 12 schools in 2012. I think this guy's just talking out of his, you know what. There is no way that's going to happen. Unless, again, he mentioned a network came and said, hey, we'll make you our network college team, like NBC, along with Notre Dame, and here's X millions per year just for that affiliation. There's a different topic there. They've got all those other teams, though, that are needed. I guess you could pull out just in football, but that's not going to happen. Like I told you, having not even seen the article until Jim brought it up, until Jeff 2 linked it, I do not believe it. I don't think that's real. I think that's just an AD talking from a different part of his body. I don't buy that. Anyways, appreciate you bringing that up because I've not seen that. I had not had to plead ignorance, even though I know a lot about the topic. I had not seen any type of actual acknowledgement until you guys pointed that out to me. First break here coming up. We shall continue. Brad will be with us, hour number three. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point out here, despite the weather conditions. But just to be on the safe side, give you some plenty of extra travel time. Now, there's been an incident there at the intersection of Trinity Lane at Brick Church Pike. Two cars hit really hard there. Again, that's in the Trinity Hills area on Trinity Lane at Brick Church Pike. Watching it pick up also now out of Wilson County on 40 West coming through Mount Juliet. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze. Go by and see them this weekend at 5814 Nolensville Pike.
Hey,
I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
About the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
It's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
So you guys, was it Thad? Somebody linked me this last night. And this is Rush Probst. Already not going to be the coach at USA Academy. Now, remember, this is supposed to be a IMG type. Maybe not with all the money and all that, but going to be a national high school sports high school. Does that make sense? In Prattville, Alabama, which is just, outside of Montgomery. And he had taken the job. Again, they don't have any buildings. They don't have a field. And they're going to play, apparently, this fall with none of that in place. And Probst was going to be the coach. Here is his statement on Thursday, yesterday. Quote, as many of you know, on January 2nd, 2020, I was introduced as the head football coach for the new Ultimate Student Athletics Academy. At the time of the press conference, while I believed we had reached agreement on a majority of the terms, we had not and have not entered into an employment contract. Due to a variety of factors outside of my control, I have informed USA Academy that I will no longer consider a position with USA Academy. I wish those associated with USA Academy much success. So that lasted 8 weeks, and he's already, well, I'm going to say he's already out. I guess you could say he was never officially already in. It did sound a little weird because they have no facility. They don't have facilities at all to house students or to house a football program. Now, I'm not down there. I have no idea, but I the whole thing seemed kind of weird, right? I'm not saying they won't get it done eventually. There's also a rumor that maybe he's going to take the Valdosta State job. I didn't even know that job was open. Is the football job, that's always a team that's very highly ranked nationally. Is that job open? That's news to me, too, there. Yeah, Rush Probst already out. Who was it that linked me? Let me find this. It wasn't that far down my timeline from last night. Where is it? Was it? Let's see. Oh. Jimmy Fourfingers is the one who linked that. Wanted to give proper attribution there. Randy says, hey, Bill, back to the 40 speed stuff we were just looking at from the combine yesterday. Some of the best combinations of speed and quickness I've seen would be Michael Vick played for his Hokies. And he says maybe Vince Young. They could both run and make people miss with the best of them. Yeah, different body types there. Vince was 6'5 and long and so athletic. And then Michael Vick was probably, what, 6'1? But pretty well built, had elite speed, but could make people miss. Plus, got to remember, Vick had the whole lefty thing too, which is always a little, I was going to say different. That's too obvious. It's always an advantage, whether you're a lefty pitcher in baseball or, and I'm talking about player-on-player type matchups. Lefty basketball player, a guy that goes to his left is a little different. Most basketball players are going to be right-handed, and they're going to be more natural going to the right off the dribble. It's just natural. It's what you've done your whole life. It's interesting. You know what would be interesting? And I think about this kind of stuff a lot, too. How many football teams, college football teams in general, you could go pro too, but college teams are more right-handed than left-handed. Now, I don't mean the quarterbacks are righty. That's obvious. Most quarterbacks that you see play, almost all of them, are righties. You have a lefty here or there. Steve Young comes to mind. I mean, there's lefties out there, but I mean teams that run plays predominantly to the right or left, or what's the combination there? What's the breakdown? Because I know that when I'm behind the line of scrimmage watching a play, being a righty, I'm always thinking that direction naturally. You do the same thing or not? I wonder when coordinators are mapping out game plans, I wonder how much they take into consideration. They certainly take into consideration patterns and things like that, meaning let's not put on film patterns that they can get on to and game plan to. We want to be unpredictable. styles, patterns, etc. But left to right, I wonder if there's a combination. Now, look, if your strength on your line is your left guard, your left tackle, obviously you're going to go to the left a lot, particularly on running plays that are in the A or B gap. But, yeah, Vic had the whole lefty thing, which is an advantage. Plus, he was a spectacular athlete. Yeah, we don't want to use the G word a lot. He was the G word. And go back to Vince Young's career and go back to the culmination of everything, which would have been that famous Rose Bowl between Texas and Southern Cal. And Vince got the ball last, and guess who won the game? Texas. Due to his ungodly athletic ability on the field. Tell you what, you go back and you watch championship games, athlete on athlete, and back and forth, that one right there is on the A-list of all-time type. Superpower on superpower at the time, neither anymore, for sure. Nuclear power versus nuclear power. And it going back and forth and literally coming down to the last drive of the game. Now, you could say, what about a couple of years ago, Deshaun Watson against Alabama or Georgia-Alabama game? Yes, good point. But I don't think we were looking at, I don't think we were looking at Reggie Bush versus Vince Young as college players now. As obviously, Deshaun Watson had a fantastic college career and now is an excellent pro for the Texans. It just seems like that Texas-Southern Cal game was more spectacular with athletes. I know that's debatable. And the game a couple of years ago with Georgia and Alabama, where Alabama won in overtime, and Tua came in, obviously, and saved the day. But he was a true freshman. Got to remember, Southern Cal versus Texas, those were veterans. A little bit different. Obviously, Tua was going to be highly drafted. Sounds like he's getting healthy. But the 05, that'd be the 05 season, Rose Bowl, stands out a lot with athlete on athlete. Really does. If you look back a little bit. 615-844-5600 as we mosey along here on the Friday edition. Brad will be with us hour number three. We will be at the Omni, and again, I think this is still a work in progress. It may be 2 weeks from today. Again, might be. I know we're planning on being there in conjunction with the SEC basketball tournament, which is in the 615 at Bridgestone and the hotel hub for the SEC basketball tournament is the Omni. So, naturally, we plan on being down there, I think. Now, but this will be discussed and probably finalized next week or something. I'm just giving you a little warning here. A lot of you will come in town for that event and will ask, hey, Bill, where are you guys going to be? Where are you going, Bill? What are you doing with the show, Bill? That's the vague translation I've got for you. Maybe 2 weeks from today. I know we're going to be there, but I'm not sure on the exact day. That has yet to be determined, but it is being determined. I'll let you know when I get the info. How about that? When I get the intel, I will pass it along to you. We'll get the bottom of the hour here. Gog and Cold Hall Studios, presented by the place I was just talking about, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Traffic is moving out here despite the weather conditions, especially on the major interstate routes. Now, it's starting to get busy as far as that traffic volume on 65 down through Madison. There's been a wreck in Antioch with injuries, 5200 block of Rice Road. That's a secondary route. Shouldn't slow you down too much. Now, Antioch Pike at Ezell Pike, that wreck was blocking that intersection a few minutes ago, along with that one at Trinity Lane and Brick Church Pike. Hey, buying or selling your home, call Nikisha or Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. That number's 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And now American Veterans United Heating and Air is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is courtesy of veteran-owned and operated AVU Heating and Air, a third-generation heating and cooling company. When it comes to the very best in residential heating and cooling, trust the name we trust, AVU Heating and Air, giving 15% off to all veterans. Call 931-842-5392. That's 931-842-5392. Mention this ad for a discount. AVU Heating and Air.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on the afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
BradPowerSports.com out in Las Vegas, handicapping college basketball games. You have any questions there? And of course, if you have any college football conversations you want to have, we can do that too. No worries. No worries at all. Brad's not faking it. No. He is a college football guy. First and foremost, and that's what I like. That is a mandatory thing on the show. Many years on the show of frustration in that one area. We'd have a guest on about handicapping or something, and it would be a pro guy faking the college stuff. You could tell. He had prepared sheets. He was reading maybe from his newsletter. It was not good. And he wasn't good at reading from his newsletter either. I don't know how many of those guys we tried. Not going back down that fake boulevard. Not happening. Here on the show. So the combine is happening. And it's kind of fun to see what the actual sizes are and some of the speeds. I don't spend a lot of time watching it. It's usually on in the background. I'll see it here or there. Because it's like Chris said yesterday, Chris Landry with us on Thursdays. He's at the Combine. He's been to, I think he said, all 38 from the very beginning. And he said, first and foremost, the reason for the Combine was the medical angle of it. And then things got added, like lifting, jumping, running, psychological testing, the Wonderlic, all that got added. Originally, it was a medical get-together. The doctors get to poke and prod the players. Run tests. You're about to invest in draft picks. You're about to spend money, lots of money, millions, on draft picks. We want to know your health. We want to know where the injuries are. We want to know if you can hold up for us. We need you to be healthy. That's why we do all these tests. Want to know if there's anything that we need to know about going in before we start writing really big checks. Protecting our investment. That's what it was from the beginning, and obviously it's grown from then, back, what, 38 years ago. I'll repeat something. I thought this was very interesting. Charles Arbuckle with us on Tuesdays said back in the 80s at the Combine, he was there getting tested by the various teams, the medical procedures, and back in Little League Baseball at some point, 10U Baseball or whenever it was, he was tracking a ball in a random Little League park as a kid. And while he was running, he stepped in a pothole and busted his ankle all up. He said he'd forgotten about it. That was an injury many, many, many years prior. And he never had any other trouble with it after it healed up. Played basketball all the way up. Played AAU ball. Played football, got lots of scholarship offers in football, ended up at UCLA. Never bothered him at UCLA. He said, I had a knee there that acted up, had a shoulder there that acted up. I expected that to be discovered and noted when I took my medicals at the Combine, but that was it. He goes, they found the ankle that I didn't even remember. This is back in the 80s. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. I had no recollection of that at all. Same ankle, man, and they saw some damage that again, I had had no problems with at all since then. Yeah, back to the Combine. I don't pay a lot of attention to it. I will note, like, Henry Ruggs ran a 4.27. Chase Claypool, who weighs 240 and is 6'4.5", ran a 4.4, was it 2? 4.42, somewhere in there, which is incredible. He had a really good year at Notre Dame. He had a money-making year, a big money-making year at Notre Dame for the pro game. Chase Claypool, dominant. I thought, even though they don't throw it, obviously, they don't use the tight end as much, even though they are an excellent tight end school. Cole Kmet had a really good year, too. Selfishly, I was hoping he'd come back. He is 6'6", about 260, and is going to be, I think, an excellent pro. They've got a kid coming in out of Kentucky, Michael Mayer, who is that kind of player, a tight end. He'll play next year for them. He's 6'5", about 250. Excellent athlete, receiver, physical. He'll be a player for Notre Dame next year. Michael Mayer, tight end. Many of you probably already know him. I've talked to coaches up there. I've watched the film. But I've talked to coaches, and they all say the same thing. Noah Kef this morning. Bill, what about the Arizona State punter who did 25 reps on the bench? Yeah, they try you at 225. How many can you do? Everybody gets a crack at it, whether you're a punter or whether you're a nose tackle. Everybody gets their shot at it, and that's something that, frankly, you should have been doing since your high school. Yeah, your high school days. Your junior and senior year, if not before, you ought to be doing 225 on the bench. So when you, by the time you get to the Combine, that ought to be a given. It's not always a given, but it ought to be. I mean, that's not a lot. But the punter doing 25 is a lot, yes. And for a punter, that's a lot, yes. Yes. I didn't keep up with the dude, but yes, I saw that. I was reading that on Twitter. Now, just because, let's say you get there and you don't do it. Let's say you do 225 11 times, but you're a big-time prospect. They're not going to drop you around because your bench press isn't four reps better than it needs to be. I don't think that's not a thing. It's just another way to measure up people, but that's not. You know what they ought to do? Seriously, if you wanted a better overall gauge of just one lift, it would be the power clean. That'd be the lift I want to see. That involves a lot. That's not just, I mean, that's shoulders, arms, forearms, lower body. I mean, you got to have a lot to be able to pull that off. Plus, there's technique involved. There's balance. I'd rather see that than the bench press. Bench press is the old, hey, what do you bench? Hey, you, how much you bench? What's your bench? What's your match? I mean, people are always asking that, right? Yeah, I might tell Chris that. I mean, Chris has got some influence. I may mention that to him. Do the power clean. Don't worry about the bench. Better overall lift. Bench press is important to a certain extent, but it's more of a pretty boy thing, right? Got to have arm strength, got to have chest, all that. Yeah, I know. Triceps. Bench is going to involve your triceps and your chest, right? Better have strong wrists. Better have strength there, but I think that's a little overrated. You think, let me ask you this, you think they'd make that the only lift you have to do because it's the most popular lift everybody always talks about? I mean, if you just ask the average person on the street of all the lifts in a weight room, even people who don't even really lift, name the one that you're most familiar with, bench press. It's always bench press. Anybody ever stop somebody and say, hey, what do you squat? Hey, you. I don't know you, but what's your squat? What's your max? Nobody asks that. They may if you're in the weight room with a bunch of roid heads. Nobody randomly asks. They always say, wait, what do you bench? What's your bench? Our Jim, you know Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel? He's always wearing those tight shirts so you can see his biceps. I heard him on a radio show one time, and he literally asked the host, hey, what do you bench? I'm not kidding. What's your bench? Cantore, I don't know if you know this. Before he's on camera at one of these sites, wherever it is, he's down doing push-ups so he can get a pump up before they put the camera on him. He's the most famous weather dude, right? Always where the scene of the next emergency is. And he's good, but he's very good. Puts his life on the line out there, all that. But he's out there getting the pump up before the shot. If it's a shot where he can be in short sleeve. Some of those he can't be because it's maybe some kind of brutal snowstorm or maybe it's a hurricane it's about to hit. Yeah, well, hey, what's your bench? Little overrated, I think. One more before the break. Bill, and this is Randy, I'm starting to project today. I'm starting a project. Sorry. He says, today on the campus at Liberty, where Hugh Freeze is, I'll be working in the new football operations center. If I'm allowed, I may take some pictures and send them to you. Hey, please do. Tell Hugh Freeze that even though when he DM'd me a couple of years ago, it was kind of weird and it was awkward, tell him that the show said hello. Bill and the people on the show said hello. You see, Hugh. A couple of years ago, Hugh sent me some DMs during the show. Hey, Bill, I heard you said you don't trust me. I have time this afternoon around 1. We can talk by phone. I think you need to get to know me better. This is during the show. So I responded on DM. Why don't you just come on the show? We can do it here. Why wait until 1? And I knew he would do it. He replied, Bill, if I do that, I'm going to hurt some feelings. I'd rather not have to do that, Bill. And what he meant is his family's going to get wind of him being on the show and some of the things that are going to be discussed, and it's going to upset him. And because remember, he was in trouble with mama back at home. He had been a bad boy, and he really didn't want to flare that back up publicly. And I don't blame him there, but I tried. I told him, I said, I'm not going to ambush you. I'm not going to make you plead or beg or anything. We're just going to have a normal conversation. But I would not have done that to him. No. So anyways, yeah, tell Hugh, because you're going to be in the new football operations center working in there. Tell Hugh that we said hello if you get a chance. Hey, not only tell him that, but get a picture with him. Get a selfie with Hugh. All right. Let's get one more break here. I'm running a little late. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase quite a bit now. 65 southbound coming down through Madison. There's just been a crash with injuries at Lebanon Pike at Jacksonia Drive there in Hermitage. Again, the fire department just arrived on a scene in Antioch. They're mopping up a couple of wrecks. One in the 5200 block of Rice Road. The other one at Antioch Pike at Ezell Pike. Still looks good right now. 40 coming in from Dixon County. With this weather out here, allow yourself extra time. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call Nash Painting today, 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update on ESPN Chattanooga.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NASCAR Racing Sunday, the Auto Club Speedway, the Auto Club 400. Kevin Harvick, the 4-1 favorite. He has one victory, seven top fives, and 12 top 10 finishes at the track. Kyle Busch, the second choice at 5-1. He's a four-time winner there, 10 top fives and 15 top 10 finishes. SEC basketball tomorrow. The Florida Gators visiting Thompson Bowling Arena to meet Tennessee. Favorites are 8-1 against the spread in the last nine head-to-head meetings. Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Underdogs have covered the spread in six straight in the series between the Commodores and the Rebels. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, ESPN Chattanooga.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags. Apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later to green and feed all season. Two bags, one stronger, greener lawn. With a 1-2 punch of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Hey, this is George Plaster. I don't pretend to know everything about printing, but my buddy and former BGA classmate James Warren does, and he should. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. Let's talk a little bit about mailing, because that's important.
It is, George. So a lot of people use mailing to get in front of customers, direct mail. We've got, at the end of the year, there's always the big mailers that go out for insurance companies and that sort of things. But we see that mail helps people get in front of their audience. You'd be surprised at how many people actually open an envelope or look at a postcard when it comes to their house. And we can do it cheaper than you can mail it.
And you can do it well. Give people the particulars, phone number, website.
We're at 615-832-9511. Our website is SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. You can reach us at print@SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And as always, when you go in there, you tell them Plaz sent you.
The exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, a stray flurry, maybe a rain shower this afternoon and evening, the high 48. Then a flurry late tonight with some clearing toward daybreak, the low 30. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, high 50. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Welcome
tell you what I like that Pro Bowl too. That is very appropriate, very fitting for the show. Crazy Charlie, I sent you a clip. We don't need it this hour. We'll get to it next hour. It's an audio clip. About a minute and 20. You don't need to edit it. There's no bad words. There's no objectionable words in there. I edited it during the break. It's pretty good. Pretty good clip. About a minute 20, minute 21. We'll get to it when we transition to hour number two. I want to go back to something that Jim and Ramsey was talking about earlier when he called, and then Jeff, too, pulled up the link for me. It was an article about Southern Cal. And it was the AD at Southern Cal talking, actually, with Ryan Abraham from Inside Troy. Ryan's been on the show many times. And the topic of Southern Cal leaving the Pac-12 came up. And he said something like, anything's on the table, kind of leaving it open. Then on Thursday, Dennis Dodds, who is with CBS, talked to him, and he said, do you think, no, we wouldn't do that. We got 21 sports. We can't just pack it up and leave. But then he said, what if, let's say, an NBC called up and said, why don't you partner up with Notre Dame, and we'll put a bunch of money on you? He goes, that's something you'd have to maybe listen to. Could NBC, not known as a college football network, other than the Notre Dame affiliation, if a network like NBC wanted to pool up resources and, let's say, form a league, could they pull that off? Notre Dame, let's say they went out west, got Southern Cal. Again, I don't see any way Southern Cal's leaving the Pac-12. I'm just playing the what-if game. Let me give you another one. What's the most geographically awkward conference affiliation right now? That's a name team. West Virginia. Big 12, right? So West Virginia, Notre Dame, Southern Cal out west, West Virginia on the east side. Sprinkle in a couple of others. Could you pull off a league like that, or would you just pay them to all be independents but have a TV affiliation with them? For example, Notre Dame would play the customary, like, 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern games on NBC. Southern Cal would get the later games because they're on West Coast time. You could play West by God either in the middle, maybe late afternoon. Again, I don't mean just a three team, but we could think of some other teams. But would that work? Just thinking on the fly here. Could you pull something like that off? I'm glad you guys brought that up. I had not seen that article. I did not even know he even mentioned that. And I should have, because I keep up with Ryan Abraham all the time. He's always tweeting and commenting on Southern Cal. That's his site, Inside Troy. Randy says, Bill, I wish Hugh Freeze was coaching at Virginia Tech instead of average Joe Fuente. I know we would have a revved up offense if we had Coach Freeze there, and the recruiting would probably be better. It would. It absolutely would. Now, Randy's starting a project at Liberty in the new football operations area. And I told him to see Hughes. If he sees Hugh, tell him hello for the show. Hugh's doing a good job out there. Nobody's ever really questioned Hugh as a good head coach. Did a good job at Ole Miss. Got in some trouble there at the end. Recruited a little better than people thought they probably should be. Little suspicious there, to say the least. Laramie Tunsil during the draft, and then that Mary Jane mask thing popped up on Twitter, which was carefully planned by some entity. Yeah, that was all a bit messy, if you'll recall. Anyways, hour two coming up. Bye, Omni.